十二。
这是2012年普通高等学校招生全国统一考试湖南卷英语科听力部分。该部分分为两节。
Part 1 Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In this section, you will hear six conversations between two speakers.For each conversation, there are several questions, and each question is followed by three choices marked A, B, and C. Listen carefully and then choose the best answer for each question. You will hear each conversation twice. Example. You will hear.
Hasn't the latest Time magazine arrived yet? Today's already Wednesday.
Sorry, it's late. Maybe tomorrow. You will read. When will the magazine probably arrive? A. Wednesday. B. Thursday. C. Friday. From the conversation, we know that the correct choice is B. Thursday.So you should mark the letter B on the question booklet. Questions 1 and 2 are based on conversation 1. You now have 10 seconds to read the questions. Conversation 1. Hey, when would you like to go to the new movie with me tonight?
I finish work at 6. Then at 7, I'll see my parents. Let's meet at 8.
Actually, 8 is not the right time for me. I just remembered I have an appointment.
All right, let's make it tomorrow.
Hey, When would you like to go to the new movie with me tonight?
I finish work at 6. Then at 7, I'll see my parents. Let's meet at 8.
Actually, 8 is not the right time for me. I just remembered I have an appointment.
All right, let's make it tomorrow.
Questions 3 and 4 are based on conversation 2. You now have 10 seconds to read the questions. Conversation 2.
Do you play golf at the club?
Never. I don't like it. Tennis is my sport.
Really? I used to take tennis lessons at the university once a week, but I was never any good at it.
You have to practice a lot. I play 5 times a week with a group at the community center.
I don't have time for that. But I swim at the hotel pool 3 times a week. Do you play golf at the club?
Never.I don't like it. Tennis is my sport.
Really? I used to take tennis lessons at the university once a week, but I was never any good at it.
You have to practice a lot. I play 5 times a week with a group at the community center.
I don't have time for that. But I swim at the hotel pool 3 times a week.
Questions 5 and 6 are based on conversation 3. You now have 10 seconds to read the questions. Conversation 3. I don't know what to wear today, dear.
Why do you care so much about your clothes today?
I'm going to have an important interview.
Well, I'm sure you'll do well, dear.
Thanks. Do you like this suit?
Yes. You look very smart in that blue one.
How about the tie? Do you think this will match?
No, not really. Why don't you wear your new one?
Which one?
The one the kids gave you for your birthday.
That one. I'll get it. I don't know what to wear today, dear.
Why do you care so much about your clothes today?
I'm going to have an important interview.
Well, I'm sure you'll do well, dear.
Thanks. Do you like this suit?
Yes. You look very smart in that blue one.
How about the tie? Do you think this will match?
No, not really. Why don't you wear your new one?
Which one?
The one the kids gave you for your birthday.
That one. I'll get it. Questions 7 through 9 are based on conversation 4. You now have 15 seconds to read the questions. Conversation 4.
Peter, this is Mom. Are you home?
Yes, Mom. I just got back a while ago.
A while ago? But you did not have basketball practice today. Why did you come home so late?
Well, we got our physics tests back today.
And what has that got to do with your coming home late? Unless you did poorly and your teacher kept you after school.
Oh, no. Mom, why would you think that? I got the highest mark in the class. So my friends and I had a small party in the bar.
Why didn't you call to tell me?
I did. Your mobile phone was turned off.
Oh, yes. I forgot to turn it on after my meeting this morning. How many marks did you get anyway?
93.
Wow. Now, what do you want to have for dinner? Peter, this is Mom. Are you home?
Yes, Mom. I just got back a while ago.
A while ago? But you did not have basketball practice today. Why did you come home so late?
Well, we got our physics tests back today.
And what has that got to do with your coming home late? Unless you did poorly and your teacher kept you after school.
Oh, no. Mom, why would you think that? I got the highest mark in the class. So my friends and I had a small party in the bar.
Why didn't you call to tell me?
I did. Your mobile phone was turned off.
Oh, yes. I forgot to turn it on after my meeting this morning. How many marks did you get anyway?
93.
Wow. Now, what do you want to have for dinner?
Questions 10 through 12 are based on conversation 5. You now have 15 seconds to read the questions. Conversation 5. Welcome to our talk show, Barbara. Please, make yourself at home. First, could you please tell me something about where you live?
Yes, I was born in France, but I grew up in Switzerland, and I've recently moved to the UK. Now I live in Weybridge.
What sort of place is that?
It's a large, busy place with beautiful scenery. It's near London. It has got lots of people and houses. It's typical of London suburb.
Is there anything you like best about it?
The greatest thing about Weybridge is the facilities. You've got everything you need. Shops, buses and trains, cinemas, pubs and restaurants, entertainment.
I see. Thank you. Now, let's move on to your job. Welcome to our talk show, Barbara. Please, make yourself at home. First, could you please tell me something about where you live?
Yes. I was born in France, but I grew up in Switzerland. And I've recently moved to the UK. Now, I live in Weybridge.
What sort of place is that?
It's a large, busy place with beautiful scenery. It's near London. It has got lots of people and houses. It's typical of London suburb.
Is there anything you like best about it?
The greatest thing about Weybridge is the facilities. You've got everything you need. Shops, buses and trains, cinemas, pubs and restaurants, entertainment.
I see. Thank you. Now, let's move on to your job. Questions 13 through 15 are based on conversation 6. You now have 15 seconds to read the questions. Conversation 6. I'm really sorry, Professor Irwin. I was ill yesterday.
Look, I'm not upset that you couldn't keep the appointment, but you didn't call me. When someone doesn't turn up and doesn't call, it makes someone else wait.
You are right. I apologize. I didn't feel well, and I guess I just wasn't thinking of calling you at the time.
Okay, apology accepted. Now, I suppose you need to set up another appointment?
Yes, I do. But I'm really worried about my project. Can you see me now if I wait?
No, I can see you at 3:00 this afternoon or during my office hour on Tuesday or Thursday or Friday.
Great. Your office hour is best. That's 2:00, right?
That's right. Which day do you prefer?
Tuesday.
Okay. Be there this time.
I will. I'm really sorry, Professor Irwin. I was ill yesterday.
Look, I'm not upset that you couldn't keep the appointment, but you didn't call me. When someone doesn't turn up and doesn't call, it makes someone else wait.
You are right. I apologize. I didn't feel well, and I guess I just wasn't thinking of calling you at the time.
Okay, apology accepted. Now, I suppose you need to set up another appointment?
Yes, I do. But I'm really worried about my project. Can you see me now if I wait?
No, I can see you at 3:00 this afternoon, or during my office hour on Tuesday or Thursday or Friday.
Great. Your office hour is best. That's 2:00, right?
That's right. Which day do you prefer?
Tuesday.
Okay. Be there this time.
I will. Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear a short passage. Listen carefully and then fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Fill in each blank with no more than three words. You will hear the short passage twice. You now have 25 seconds to read the questions on the question booklet. Good morning. Today, I'm going to tell you a little about our school library. We regard our library as a pool of resources that you may need. It has a collection of 80,000 books and 90 kinds of newspapers and magazines. The books are in two categories, those for lending and those for reference. They are all located on the first floor. For newspapers and magazines, they are available on the second floor. Books for lending can be kept for a month by full-time students. As for reference books, newspapers, and magazines, they cannot be taken out of the library under any circumstances. The library is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, except Christmas Day and New Year's Day. However, to gain access to the library, you must have your ID card. No ID card, no entry. Now, any questions?
Good morning. Today, I am going to tell you a little about our school library. We regard our library as a pool of resources that you may need. It has a collection of 80,000 books and 90 kinds of newspapers and magazines. The books are in two categories, those for lending and those for reference. They are all located on the first floor. For newspapers and magazines, they are available on the second floor. Books for lending can be kept for a month by full-time students. As for reference books, newspapers, and magazines, they cannot be taken out of the library under any circumstances. The library is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, except Christmas Day and New Year's Day. However, to gain access to the library, you must have your ID card. No ID card, no entry. Now, any questions?
This is the end of listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。